Hare Krishna. Well, that was an explosion you heard in the background, although it was wonderfully quiet today. Maybe there's still some boy has got some leftover. Hare Krishna, Jai Prakash. 10 minutes. That's Jai Prakash, who's coming to give the massage. And some boy must have some leftover firecrackers. It was pretty intense here. Reminded me of sort of what it was like during the Hungarian Revolution. It's the only other experience I hear of. Of course, that wasn't firecrackers, that was real live ammunition. And this morning, I was writing, and writing Damodar Lila, and first two verses of the ninth chapter, which is the first chapter setting the scene. And Shukadev Goswami describes Mother Yashoda starting to churn. So the question was, what did the churn look like? What did the churning rod look like? How was she churning, sitting or standing? Acharyas don't give much details, so I spent some time looking at different types of churning vessels, churning rods, churning methods, and on the internet. Also consulted just at that time. Nurse came in to take blood pressure. Her name is Bindu. I know her from last year. So I asked her, I said, how do you churn yogurt into butter? And she says, oh, I use a machine. I said, well, that wasn't what I wanted to hear. Mother Yashoda didn't use a machine. I said, what did your mother use? Or what did your grandmother use? And she said that they churned with a pot, in a pot, and with a churning rod, and they twirled the churning rod between their hands. And I saw that, although not on many pictures. And I said, why? She says, well, we only had one cow. She didn't even call a cow. She said, we had one go-mata. And we only had one, so there was little milk, and when there's little milk, then you can churn by hand. A little yogurt. So that's what she told me. And then I said, well, what about when there's more? She says, then they do it with a rope. And whereas the Western churning method seemed to be a longish container that tapers, that gets thinner at the end, the Indian ones are like water pots. In fact, they look clayish in appearance. And the churning rods, generally from both pictures and paintings, of course, I don't have any pictures of Mother Yashoda, but there's lots of paintings. The churning rod is generally tied to another rod or a post, and in three places, bottom, middle, and top. And then it's churned either standing up or sitting on a low platform. Once again, I guess depending on the size of the pot that you have. So, at least I was approaching a clearer picture of what Mother Yashoda was doing, that she had a pot, and probably wasn't a clay pot, being a queen, it was a golden pot, and that's how the general descriptions like that. Gopis have golden pots, and and the churning rod, and that was tied to posts. There are many posts in that building. We already see from the left of that Chaurasikamba. And sitting or standing? That was the last question. So I went a little forward on Shukadev Goswami's statements, and he pointed out that when Krishna woke up, because when she starts churning, Krishna's still asleep, but when Krishna woke up, then Mother Yashoda put him in his lap, in her lap. So that seemed to indicate that she didn't say that she sat down. Of course, that's not necessarily out of the question, but I envisaged it more that she was sitting on a golden little chair, not a chair, but the little platforms that they use for churning and for sitting, and that when Krishna woke up, then she just stopped the churning and let the churning rod lean towards the post and place Krishna in her lap and breastfed him. And that's the churning that took place. At least that was the churning rod and the method of churning that I'm depicting in this book, which is called My Mother, Queen of Braj. There'll be a lot of Krishna's direct experience of Damodar Lila in it. Hare Krishna.